The interim deal between Iran and six world powers will see Tehran freeze high-level uranium enrichment for 6 months. In return, the West will end some sanctions against Iran worth an estimated $7 billion. Mark Fitzpatrick of the International Institute for Strategic Studies says Iran wants to make the deal work and so will allow inspectors in.
The International Atomic Energy Agency, which has people in Iran almost every day, will be able to go to the declared facilities, count centrifuges, and know exactly whether or not Iran is meeting its obligations under the deal.
Fitzpatrick says the deal is not eliminating or even rolling back Iran's nuclear program, but rather capping it off at its current status.
It could go down the path of a nuclear weapon with what it has today, and it might get there after 3 months or 4 months or 6 months, during which time action would be taken. What this deal does is at least freeze that period of time so that time doesn't get shorter.
Opponents of the deal, including Israel, have urged Western governments not to ease any sanctions until Iran begins to dismantle its nuclear program. But the West retains a strong hand, says British Upper House lawmaker Norman Lamont, who has just returned from Tehran on a visit looking at restoring London's diplomatic relations with Iran.
I don't believe the West has given anything away that can't be reversed. And I think we've added to the so-called breakout time that it would require Iran to have in order to construct a nuclear weapon.
Relations between Iran and the West have thawed since Hassan Rouhani won the presidency last year, but many analysts say the reins of power really lie with Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, and it is he who will decide the future course of any comprehensive agreement. Norman Lamont disagrees.
One has to ask oneself, is the power really in the hands of government? And there are several centres of power within the Iranian regime. But my view is that they have decided they would wish to do a nuclear deal, and I think they just about have the power to deliver it.
The breathing space created by the deal is crucial, says Mark Fitzpatrick.
The aim of these next 6 months is to work toward a comprehensive deal that would provide the world with greater confidence that Iran would not be able to rush for a nuclear weapon.
Some U.S. lawmakers want to impose further sanctions on Iran over the nuclear program, but analysts say any such measures would likely sink the interim deal and trigger retaliation by Tehran. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.